the Say Magazine Studios in Bradenton, Florida. Welcome to Indigenous in Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay, from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Coming up in 30 minutes, we welcome back from North Carolina, Cherokee musician Andrew Klingon, the creative voice behind Jam. Andrew has just released his brand new album, Conceived, a project that brings together powerful lyrics, layered instrumentation, and deep personal vision. We're excited to learn about the inspiration behind the music and where this journey is taking him. So until then, let's get ready and start spinning you 2 hours of the best of tunes from our Indigenous musicians. Support for Indigenous in Music with Larry K comes from TwoBuffalo.MyAmsOil.com.
Are you ready to take control of your future? AmSoil is looking for new dealers in your area. The Two Buffalo team has openings for you to be part of a trusted name in synthetic oil and lubrication. Own a business and support your community. Info at TwoBuffalo.MyAmsOil.com. That's TwoBuffalo.MyAmsOil.com who supports this show.
Let's get our engine started and head up to North Carolina. Let's get our journey started with music now from our guest, Mr. Andrew Klingon and Jam. This is Judah Kuda. That's music from our guest, Jam, Judah Kuda Jig. He'll be in our spotlight in 25 minutes. Here we go. The Sober Junkie. This is You Got It.
To me, After we dance for a minute, I wanna see the way you move, wanna see the way you groove. Now, baby, look.
Oh yeah. Never Gonna Give You Up, Julian Taylor. All right, here we go. The North Sound, Wash Me Away. I'm Larry Kay.
El cuerpo no espera lo que llaman amor. canción animal, canción animal.
That was music from Soda Stereo. Right down to Mexico, here's QVLN, Under the Bridge. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
All the way, 'cause I don't ever wanna feel like I
Music from Morgan Tony, the Micmac Honor Song. I'm Larry Kay. If you ever want to get a hold of me, feel free to email me at larry@indigenousandmusic.com and I'll email you back. Also, you can also hook us up here right at the studio lines, 936-NATIVES, 936-628-4837, our talking text line. Yeah, and hey, 20 years on the radio. We're celebrating. Here's Bajo Fondo. Ya no duel.
Bajo a tomar un café. Tropiezo, casi caigo y siento que por un momento pierdo la fe. Me consuelo pensando que ya no muerdo el anzuelo. Levanto el alma del suelo, prendo un pucho y salgo de este sucucho. Llevo en la mano el cigarro y pienso, otro crack con pies de barro. Mejor jugarle callado y nunca treparse al carro. Ando emperrado en encontrar el tiempo perdido, en lamentos apretados, en penales casi siempre mal pateados. Laburo por chirolas, no quiero seguir y decido salir de la cola. Y aunque el lomo no puede, y aunque las gambas casi no quieren, doy una vuelta a ver si todavía llueve. Ya no duele el corazón, y esta noche ya no sopla el viento del dolor. Ya no duele el corazón, y es un amargo bandoneón lo que amaga en mi canción. El vidrio que me mira, la gente que dobla la esquina, la bocanada casi me tira y la rambla que sigue vacía. Suelo mojado, el tránsito encajonado, como un perro que ladra encerrado en una trampa desconocida. La lluvia que salpica la memoria enrojecida por la nostalgia, como lágrimas partidas, como lágrimas perdidas. Tiempo mejor, cielo de miel, ahora que sale el sol y empieza a calentar la piel. Ya no duele el corazón, y esta noche ya no sopla el viento del dolor. Ya no duele el corazón, y es un amargo bandoneón lo que amaba en mi canción. Ya no duele el corazón, y esta noche ya no sopla el viento del dolor. Ya no duele el corazón, y es un amargo bandoneón lo que amaba en mi canción. Bronco tosarrón,
de tanto fumar, ganas de empezar a caminar y dejar de pensar en flores que se queman de frío, en un sucio jarrón vacío, en un río de plata marrón que ahora miro sin apuro. Chiflo bajo, me pateo el hormigón mientras pienso, calentón, que me rajo del laburo y que me rajo con razón.
Ya no duele el corazón y esta noche ya no sopla el viento del dolor. Ya no duele el corazón y es un amargo bandoneón lo que amaga en mi canción. Ya no duele el corazón y esta noche ya no sopla el viento del dolor. Ya no duele el corazón y es un amargo bandoneón lo que amaga en mi canción. Ya no duele el corazón.
It's music from Bajo Pando from Argentina. I'm Larry Cade. If you missed part of today's show, find us on our homepage at indigenousandmusic.com. That's where we hang 24/7, 365. Jump into the circle. We'll be right back with our guest, Jam. We are the music makers, bringing the music that makes you feel good. It all starts at indigenousinmusic.com. Indigenous in Music is here for you, bringing you new and original music every week thanks to the financial support of listeners. Because of listeners like you, staying informed is as easy as accessing this stream. Thank you for making Indigenous in Music available around the world. You listen. Give any amount that works for you. Visit us at Indigenous in Music and click to take the support challenge. Thank you for supporting us and our entrepreneurs. We are the music makers, bringing the music that makes you feel good. It all starts at indigenousinmusic.com. I'm Larry Kay, and welcome to our Indigenous in Music Spotlight Interview. Tonight, our guest has proven that Indigenous voices belong front and center in today's music industry. Jam is a groundbreaking Indigenous rock band bringing culture, activism, and powerful storytelling to the stage. Their new album is out, conceived, and we have the founder back in the spotlight to tell us all about it. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome back Mr. Andrew Klingon. Hi, Andrew. How you doing tonight?
Larry Kay, good to be here.
Yes, good to see you again. It's been quite a long time, 4 years, many moons.
Yeah.
And where are you calling in from tonight?
Cherokee, North Carolina.
Sweet, sweet. What's the weather like up there?
It's pretty. It's really, really nice, but a lot of wind at the moment.
Cool, cool. Well, good to see your face and have you back on the spotlight. Why don't we start with an introduction and then we'll talk about the new album. So go ahead and hit the stage.
Sure, yeah. Been the founder of Jam for going on 6 years now, give or take. Right. It does feel longer than that. Andrew Klingon from Eastern Bandered Cherokee Tribe. Now, born and raised, but now moved back as well. So
nice.
Glad to be here.
Happy to have you back home.
Yeah.
Well, let's jump into the album, Conceived. It feels good. I like the tunes. Man, can you talk about the emotional or spiritual place you were while you were writing this? It's kind of interesting because you got some good rock and roll there. I thought, man, where was he? On the beach?
Yeah. Well, kind of all over the place. Like, it's taken about the first year we were together as a band, the three of us, the core group, myself, Jeremy Hamburg on drums, and Mark Baumgartner, former bass player for Marshall Tucker and Delbert McClinton and Artemis Powell from Skynyrd. Anyway, we started the group and made our last album, but that was a bunch of like basement batch demos, stuff like that. And it was mainly just me writing the lyrics and the music and presenting them to the guys. So hadn't really broken ground on our own style of writing as a group.
Sure.
I would say, but the difference obviously between that and this album Conceived is it's taken about 6 years, but we've gotten to the point now where, the songs have kind of been written over time, within those 6 years over the course of that time. But we've all had our own songs that we've written, the guys in the band now. And we actually have multiple vocalists, multiple writers, writing lyrics and music. So it's brought a very new dynamic. We like to kind of, dare I say, compare ourselves to like Three Dog Night or the Eagles, where there's multiple writers, multiple vocalists. And, that is now bringing like a pretty cool dynamic.
Right on.
So that we haven't had before.
You have an open circle. Jump on in.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, you're not just the front man. You're deeply involved in the instrumentation and the arrangement. Now, when you're building a song, what usually comes first for you? The story, the melody, or the atmosphere?
Oh, gosh. It, for me personally, I know it's different for everybody. Usually, it could be the thing that I'm doing. I could be in the shower or driving the car and just got to turn my voice memos on my phone and record a hum or a melody in my head. But it could be a melody first, then a lyric that goes to that. Or I've been in conversations with the guys or with friends where I've said something and I'm like, oh, that should be a song. And that is actually how a lot of these songs on the album came about. Was it was a name or just a saying that became something, and we had the hook or the title, but we kind of built the song around that idea.
Now, your live shows include dancers, lighting, and powerful visuals. I'm glad you're making it a full cultural experience. Now, how did this all happen?
Well, God's just been at work since I've moved back up here, and I have had just an amazing time connecting with people. We actually kind of reformed and solidified the lineup by people, fellas that I met moving up here. But then connected with a buddy that goes to Appalachian State back in Boone, where I went to college years ago. Came up here, visited, and he does something called liquid lighting, which is where he has liquid in a pan and he projects it, and it looks like you're in this mirage of experience.
Yeah.
It's like a kind of a full-on atmospheric immersive experience.
Sure.
Just that, but we add the fog and the pyro and all that stuff, but then we also have the dancers. And so there are two fellas that I met up here, also members of the tribe, and they do all the powwows each year. They compete and they dance really nationally, actually. So it's something that when they have the time, they come and dance for us. And we like to try to incorporate, of course, their dancing. But like I said earlier, we were just chatting, like we'll throw in a story that we have had passed down as Cherokee people, and then tie it to like a cover song or an original song. And we try to tailor our original songs to what we think people want to hear. So it actually, it fits the mold, but at the same time, it's new and it's, original. So the shows are, I think, a reflection of that, where we have a lot going on, but it's just a good old time.
Right on. I'm going to play A Lot of Woman. Tell me about her. What's the song about?
She's a lot, man. She's a lot to deal with.
Is she real?
No. Yeah, she is. I wrote that song, me and a band member, our founding guitarist. Okay. We went down to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Sure.
And there was a bar down there. It's called Suck, Bang, and Blow.
And
he wanted to go there, and I'm like, I'm good, man, because at the time I was raising my stepson, and this was that relationship. So I stayed back, and anyway, he gets back the next morning, and I'm like, well, how did it go? You know, how was that? He said, I had a great time. He just kind of went into this spiel about a woman, and he was like, man, she was just a lot of woman. And I was like, bam. That is a song right there. So we ended up writing it on the balcony of our hotel, and that was it.
You're tuned in to Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay. Today our guest is Andrew Klingon, founder of the Indigenous rock band Jam. Their new album Conceived is out now. Jam is featured in our current issue of the Say magazine. You can visit our music page at indigenousinmusic.com to read all about them and hear their new tunes. Andrew, thank you for stopping back into our spotlight. It's great to have you back on and hear the new music.
Thank you so much, Larry.
Good job. Congratulations on good work. Yes.
Thanks, man.
Let's hook you up now with a tune from their new album. Here's their current release, A Lot of Woman. We'll be right back. That was music from Andrew Klingon and his band Jam, and the tune was A Lot of Woman. In case you're just tuning in, Andrew was just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Welcome, welcome to Indigenous in Music.
Out tomorrow. season, prepped up for releasing. Malveen is the reason, dying to feel the heels on a lesion. What's the occasion? Thick curves on stadium, tops off the cranium. Serve me up some Elysian persuasion.
Elysian Persuasion, Ozymalti. I'm Larry Kay. I'd like to invite you over to our music page, Indigenous and Music. You're invited. Come by for a visit. All our past shows there and our archives from years back. IndigenousandMusic.com. We're going to take a short break. We will be right back.
Hello, Indigenous and Music. Support for this program comes from TwoBuffalo.MyAmsoil.com, part of the AmSoil network offering synthetic lubricants for automotive and recreational use. Information about AmSoil products and independent dealer opportunities are available in your area. Learn more at TwoBuffalo.MyAmsoil.com.
We are the music makers. Bring in the music that makes you feel good. We are IndigenousInMusic.com.
It's time to rock the Maine. Let's head up north. Here's Janelle Monáe, Babylon.
Listen, what could that be? Wounded songbird near. Listen closely to that voice.
That's music from Old Soul Rebel. Runs in the Family. I'm Larry Kay. If you missed part of today's show, I'd like to invite you over to indigenousandmusic.com. That's where we hang 24/7, 365. You can hear all of our archives there. indigenousandmusic.com. You're invited to jump into our circle.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.